Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice. Oh, my goodness. Alice's morning show. Everything okay over there?
Super duper.
Okay. 1 week from today. Oh, actually, I guess it's a week from tomorrow because it's on Friday. But we'll be getting over to Cache Creek a week from today and getting all settled in and ready, because on Friday morning of next week, we are doing a live broadcast from Cache Creek Casino. This place looks amazing. We're probably gonna have dinner together the night before. And so Maddie was looking at some, like, the choices on restaurants. Do you want to give Vinny the choice too? Like,
well, there was sushi, there was an Asian place, but then there was a really nice looking steak and seafood place.
So I said the steak and seafood. Yes? Okay,
thumbs
great
up.
Let's do that then.
Well, it's good. I already reserved it.
Oh, good. Fantastic. You know
not
us,
like you can't change
you know
these
so
things.
Well, right.
Yeah, there's not a big crowd trying to have dinner at 5 o'clock, you
but
know?
Well, that's weird. They should be. That's the time to do it. There's no one in there.
Besides, you guys are used to me not showing for things anyway.
That's true, Vinny. We'll order you a burger.
Who cares?
We'll order you a nice greasy burger. It'll congeal over on the side. You'll show up at the end. We'll all head off to bed and you can eat your burger.
Thanks.
Sure. Actually, though, as he was talking about the resort, it sounds absolutely great. I'm super excited about it.
Good.
It'll be a fun place to hang out. So Cache Creek, our live broadcast is next Friday. It's May 9th. So it's like a good kickoff for Mother's Day weekend. Maybe bring mom. Maybe she's the one who turned you onto our show. That'd be fun, right? That's a fun little Mother's Day gift that you could do. And plus, we want some people to be there. Like, we gave away some tickets. That contest is over, but you are able to come to the broadcast.
I got a DM yesterday on my IG. Somebody slid in and said, two single ladies wanting
all
to make sure
ladies,
we can get into the broadcast. I'm like, no problem at all.
You're so on the list, and bring single friends.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, it's going
to
be really fun.
Way to work it, Maddie.
So, and it's our first live broadcast of the entire morning show, I believe, since before the pandemic. Like, it's been, I think it's been 5 years.
Sorry.
You are just such an aggressive swallower.
The gulps, and right into the mic.
I usually turn my mic off.
I just keep the streak going. We enjoyed it yesterday, too.
No.
It's like he pours it all in there and just like hold it for a minute and then lets it all go at once. It's a throat flushing.
I do it.
Yeah. No, it's good. We're all sitting here drinking coffee.
I'm just more aggressive about it.
There's mine. So we have a live audience, big laughs and good times guaranteed is what it says here. So, you know, I don't know who you turn to if you're like, I didn't have that good of a time. All the details are at RadioAlice.com. But meet ya. And we're going to, so it's 6 to 9 in the morning. You got to get there early. Sit yourself down. Get yourself comfortable. And we'll all hang out together. It'll be fun. May 9th, Cache Creek Casino. Next week. Very exciting. Jeff Spurbeck. A name I'd never heard.
Who?
Jeff Spurbeck. He is the longtime agent and close friend of John Elway.
Oh.
He has died. There was a horrible, like a golf cart accident.
Wow.
4 days ago.
Right.
And this happened at the Madison Club in La Quinta. Is that how you say that?
How drunk were they?
Let's see here.
Because that's the thing.
Yeah, well, that is the thing. People, and also, people think that golf carts can't fall over. People just drive golf. Like, golf courses have hills and angles and places mm-hmm. that you're, and there's a golf cart path for a reason. You're not supposed to go off that. I think you, what can you do? You can go up to it and then go completely perpendicular to the path out to where you need to be, and that's as far as you're
depends,
supposed to bring it.
It depends, but I do know there's often a lot of drinking out on the course. I don't know if that's what happened here, but for someone to, for there to be a golf cart accident and for someone to die.
I know.
That's.
It's.
Golfing, dude.
Here's what they say.
I
got banned
golf.
From a golf course for drunk golf cart driving once because I wrecked a golf cart.
Yeah,
exactly
but
my
died.
Point, though.
Yeah.
But exactly
but
my
I'm
point.
But I'm saying, like, it happens. Yeah. And I'd read one report. It sounded like they had been drinking before.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be super surprising, would it? I don't know if John Elway was wasted, but he was driving. Apparently, he's driving. So John Elway is driving, and Spurbeck is in the cart. Something happened. It doesn't say whether it flipped or what, but he was ejected from the cart or fell out of the cart. He got some kind of a head injury.
Some guys will get, you know, where you tie your bags onto the back.
Yes.
There's sort of a flat spot there where your bags sit. Well, some guys will get on the back and be standing with their toes just holding.
Just, I don't want to get in.
I'll jump on.
I'm on.
I don't know if that's what, I don't know anything about it, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be more
info.
This
is the first I'm hearing, but I do know I've golfed a lot and I've been around those adventures where someone says, I think I can, should you though? You know what I mean? Mm. I think I can.
So it was off the back. So he was, you know, there's also, you know, there can be seats back there too.
Sure.
So,
but if they're golfing,
but it
usually
does say
there's
off the back. Yeah.
So he falls off, he hits his head, and he was brought to a local hospital, but succumbed yesterday, 4 days later. Elway's freaking out. Here's his quote. I am absolutely devastated and heartbroken by the passing of my close friend, business partner, and agent, Jeff Spurbeck. There are no words to truly express the profound sadness I feel with the sudden loss of someone who has meant so much to me. They say that this guy, Spurbeck, was one of the top agents or contract advisors. He represented over 100 NFL players. He co-founded the winery Seven Cellars with Elway and was instrumental in his business ventures post the NFL. And there is an investigation going on, but it sounds like it was an accidental head injury. It's just awful. I mean, imagine that. Sounds like your really close friend gets injured on a golf course and dies. Oy. And you feel responsible.
I hope for John Elway's sake that he wasn't screwing around.
I hope so too.
Because
you'd feel so horrible.
It's one of, believe me, being a hyperactive boy all the way through manhood, there's a million times I've been doing something fun and you just come out of it and realize, boy, this was dangerous. I shouldn't have.
That was
and that could be what was going on. Otherwise, if he just fell and it's the guy's fault, at least he can say, I didn't do anything.
Right.
I wasn't speeding.
It looks like, we got a text about this. They were leaving the Stagecoach Music Festival when this happened, an after party. So they most likely were.
Oh, this is not even, they're out for a day
they
of
were
golf.
At the Madison Club in La Quinta, California, but they were leaving. I guess they were using the golf cart to get around.
So it was at a golf club, but it wasn't.
I don't know if the Madison
I don't know.
Club.
Okay,
like
well, we'll
is,
get
but,
we'll get
but,
more
yeah.
info.
Golf carts can be. I don't know where your parents live. There are a lot of places where someone will get a golf cart because that's what's used around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know guys in Southern California. There's some surf spots that are long walks.
Mm.
Guys buy golf carts and drive them down.
Oh my God! Funny
because it's.
Right.
Easy. And you can put your gear on there. And So wherever La Quinta is to Stagecoach, I don't know, but
it is a country club with houses. So it's one of those big communities.
Okay, so you ride around with
everyone. Yeah, so everybody's riding around.
So they were able to take it all the way to Stagecoach, or is Stagecoach like right there?
It said an after party for Stagecoach. So,
the party might all have been the there. VIPs go there, and well, then that does sound like there's, and they have a winery together. Sounds like maybe they enjoy a drink or two. That's awful. I'm so sorry for the family of that guy and for John Elway. That has to just, he must be beating himself up. In other sort of sports news, Bill Belichick, this is,
I'm starting to get fascinated with
me
this.
Me too. I totally tried to do a deep dive and found a couple weird things today. Bill Belichick is the former coach, longtime coach of the Boston Patriots, the New England Patriots. And he's now at North Carolina. But he's, you know, part of the whole Tom Brady thing. If you follow football at all, you've probably heard of this guy. He's a 70-something-year-old guy. He's dating a 20-something-year-old adorable influencer who, by the way, went to Bridgewater State College, which John went there. It's like the college in Bridgewater. Like, it's we're known for Bridgewater State and the Bridgewater Correctional Facility.
The jail.
Yeah. Oh. That's what's happening in Bridgewater. This chick went there. I can't believe it. So anyway, she's a 24-year-old named Jordan Hudson. And there's been a lot of significant media attention. There's a couple of developments recently. But then I also looked into the whole prostitution thing or the escort thing. So first of all, since beginning her relationship with Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson has reportedly acquired about an $8 million real estate portfolio. In 2023, she purchased 4 properties in Massachusetts, 2 townhouses in Dorchester, a cottage in Harwich, and a $3 million multifamily property in Boston's Roxbury Crossing.
How does a 24-year-old pay for that, Sarah?
Well, she gets loans through and uses an LLC. Yes. They say the acquisitions were facilitated through an LLC and the TCE Trust established in June of 2023. And then by January of 2024, they were all paid off and converted into rental units. Now, she met, this is Jordan Hudson, the young woman who is dating Bill Belichick. They met in 2022.
So the money's from him.
You think? Well, I don't know. I don't have the names that are on the LLC and the trust that have apparently paid these things off. So by January of 2024, she owns this $8 million worth of real estate. And they're all what needed to be converted into apartments has been, and what was already, it's everything's rented. So this is an income stream. Like,
good for her.
However many individual units there are. So they're all paid off. They're all converted into rental units. Additionally, she has founded 18 companies primarily based in Massachusetts. Well, I don't know what companies she's got, but she's got 18 of them. Belichick and Jordan Hudson are facing criticism following this past Sunday morning's interview on CBS Sunday Morning. This was intended to promote Bill Belichick's new book, The Art of Winning, Lessons from My Life in Football. During the interview, when questions shifted toward their personal relationship, Hudson intervened, yelling from the background, you know, we're not discussing that. No, you're not talking about that. And then there was like a big delay. She freaked out and stormed out, expecting him to follow her. He has now defended her actions, asserting the interview was supposed to focus solely on his book and that CBS deviated from this agreement.
Well, then why is this chick sitting over here in the corner yelling from the sidelines? Like, I mean, I can see
why. Don't address her. That's the man behind the curtain. Pay no attention.
No, but I mean, there's the guy going, but about this lady over here.
He also says that they spent 35 minutes talking and turned that into a misleading 8-minute segment. CBS responded saying, no, he didn't. And there were no preconditions for the interview. And a wide-ranging discussion had been confirmed with the publisher. They continue to make public appearances together. And so now here is what I found about her. As of now, I don't have any verified evidence that there is tons of speculation about whether or not she might be an escort or a prostitute, hookah. Like, There's tons of speculation about it, but I have nothing verified about that. I can't find anything that is like, we are the AP News. Here is what we have found on these dates. This happened.
Well,
what we do is what we do.
Most of the time, aren't those transactions under the table?
Right. They wouldn't be necessarily documenting those.
Right.
So what we do know about her for a fact is that she is a former competitive cheerleader.
What?
That's apparently something she was doing. She was reportedly a student at Bridgewater State in Massachusetts. She's been described in various outlets as having an interest in philosophy and entrepreneurship. In fact, the way that they met, supposedly she was like, oh, I'm starting this philosophy club. Here's my card. I have more on that coming up.
Oh.
Yeah. She's founded multiple LLCs and trusts that appear linked to this growing real estate portfolio. She met him supposedly, this one is saying, in 2021, and then the relationship began in 2022. The tabloid rumors, none of the allegations have been substantiated by reliable sources, according to this. And then there, how they met, here's what we have. This is the plain story. Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson reportedly met on a flight in 2021. She was then a college student, a competitive cheerleader, supposedly struck up a conversation with Belichick about philosophy after he noticed her reading a book. Some say it was a copy of a political or philosophical text. She gave him a business card promoting a philosophy club that she was a part of or had started or something. They supposedly stayed in touch afterward. It didn't become romantic until he broke up with his longtime partner, Linda Holiday. And then around 2022, they got more serious.
Okay.
So that's it. That's what I've got.
So she's not a hooker. I will tell you this. Cheerleaders are the best people. So, I'm a big fan of cheerleading and all the people that cheerlead.
They foster dogs.
Absolutely.
And they give you a back rub if you're
not just good people, Sarah. The best
high
people.
High kicks.
Yes.
Mm.
Everyone wants a high kick.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me add that to the stuff we know about her then. Good person. Okay, Ben, what you got coming up in the news?
You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
I don't. I've heard you wax philosophic on cheerleaders for years.
You ever seen a cheerleader? Never mind. I'll tell you off air. Where was I? Oh, yeah. You think you could pass a polygraph test?
Mm.
And more after these.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. we get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram page to see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Oh. Uh-oh, here we go.
Cannibal!
Oh, splash. Sound effect. Splash.
Make a big splash this summer enjoying water activities at Aqua Adventure Water Park. Go to FremontBank.com to learn more about its community involvement. And also visit GoAquaAdventure.com.
A lot of things to do there. Cannonballs and Aqua Adventures and Fremont Bank.
Thanks, wow. Fremont Bank.
Woo!
You're the best.
Around.
Morning clouds with sun later. Warm. It's going to be warm today, like mid-70s.
I noticed this morning, like how quickly the light in the sky changes. At 6 a.m. we were on the air yapping, and I looked out and the sky is lightning already. You know, it's not pitch black at 6
Have you noticed 8 o'clock, it's still sun?
Yeah.
In the evening, I mean.
Yes.
Okay.
What is the longest day? June 21st?
Yeah.
June 20th?
Yep.
Does the sun set after 9 p.m.?
Depends on where you are, I think. Like I up in Seattle, I think it used to set at like 10 p.m.
Oh.
Which I don't really know what the deal was with that.
I think it depends where you are in the time zone, how far west.
I mean, it's weird, yeah. But it's one of those things where 10 o'clock, woof. Anyway, we're getting lighter and lighter, yes. And I'm noticing it as I'm getting in bed. I realize, oh, it's still
I'm putting all my light blocking curtains in place and making sure that there isn't a scrap of light.
It's May. May 1st, everyone. May 1st.
May 1st. How is that possible?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm going to mention it a couple more times because I'm still just like, oh my goodness. Anyway, the Warriors lost in Houston last night, 131-116. Oof. We're still, it looked bad from go. I was in bed watching it going, wow, we're getting our asses kicked.
Yeah. Oh.
Like they were up on us like 20-10 and then 44-it was like really, really bad.
So are we 3-2 now?
We are 3-2. We're still up. We next play tomorrow here at home, 6 p.m. game time. Let's go, Warriors.
Warriors.
For the record, the Lakers vacation starts today. Bye, Lakers.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so.
Bye-bye, Lakers.
Bye.
They're out.
Have a good vacation.
See you next year.
Right.
Mm.
Bye, Lakers. Anyway, back to it's May 1st, everyone. So here's some of the stuff happening in this month. The NBA and NHL playoffs continue. Mm. The Kentucky Derby is this Saturday. The Preakness is May 17th. There's some other stuff happening. The Indy 500. If you like tennis, the French Open begins.
Oh, there's a lot of tennis freaks.
We've got one right there.
Yep. Yeah.
You actually sit and watch the French Open?
I'll watch the finals you know, if there's a match that's, if I'm bored and there's you know, there's tennis
on
I'll just throw it on. Yeah.
Is it good for napping like golf is? Golf is so gentle.
No, it's not the same at all.
Oh, too much grunting.
They're both country club sports. So there's an etiquette, highbrow, pinky in the air sort of attitude.
Boo!
But tennis players are absolutely going for considerably harder than a golfer is.
Right. And they take many more swings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does anyone even count their swings?
Probably.
I'm sure somebody does.
Yep.
Yeah, but you're not getting any points based on that.
No. In movies, the big one is this new Marvel movie, Thunderbolts, hits theaters tomorrow. It's the ads are saying things like, this is the best Marvel movie since... And they go, they realize a lot of their recent movies, including, I guess, what was it, Captain America?
Yeah.
Have just flopped.
Well, they haven't.
This is the best Marvel movie since Endgame. Yeek.
Isn't that where it all ended?
Yeah.
Is this the one where Robert Downey Jr. is back as a villain?
No.
No.
Which one is that?
That's going to be the next Avengers movie.
I think that's filming. I don't even think that's...
So this is not that one.
No.
What's the deal with the Thunderbolts one? Is this...
So this takes off after Black Widow. So Florence Pugh is in it. And our boy from Stranger Things plays her dad.
Mm-hmm. Hopper. And then isn't the one with the four, Fantastic Four in it, is it?
No.
No.
Is that the... That's not that big upcoming Avengers one.
I don't know all that. Yeah. That's part of the problem with this world is, number one, like when I went to go watch them all, I looked it up and said, put these in order for me so I know what and they're not in order.
Right.
You got to.
But there is a thread
them in the right order. Yes. Okay. And I did that and it helped considerably.
Okay.
But I will be in the movie theater to see this movie. I don't know if I'll go this weekend, but that's when I'll definitely go to the movie. Oh. Mm. Yeah. Big Marvel movie. You got to go see it on the big screen.
People are saying that about Sinners. Like Tom Cruise was saying, you got to see that in the theaters. I'm like, is he just doing like a promo for theaters? Because he's a movie star guy.
Did he call you?
When were you two talking? We were chatting about it. He's all, you got to see it in the theater.
Tom Cruise quotes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Thunderbolts tomorrow. Rust also.
Oh, yeah.
The Alec Baldwin movie. Goes. That's also going to be on demand the same day.
Yeah, I can't imagine that there's going to be a lot of people heading to theaters to see that. I have a story about the guy who directed it and survived the bullet.
Oh. Mm. Also, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning comes out May 23rd. While I probably won't go to the theater for that, because the part two and the end of the whole series, as I understand it.
Unless they reboot in a few years with somebody else, which is definitely going to happen.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Anyway, that's May 23rd, and I will likely be at Lilo and Stitch, the live action. So I'll watch that when it comes out on demand, the Mission Impossible.
That looks really cute.
It does. Mm-hmm. And I do stuff with kids now. That's what I do.
Well, you have them.
Yeah.
You are now forced to do things with them.
I'm not forced. Okay. I'm sure I could, walk and be a bad dad. Yeah, who wants to be that? I don't want that. I already can't sleep. I need to be a dick dad. I don't need that on my conscience. No thanks. Anyway, lots of TV shows they're talking about here. I'm not going to read this whole list for you, but there's lots of stuff happening. Now, for holidays, couple biggies. Cinco de Mayo, Mother's Day, Memorial Day. Sorry. I didn't do them in order because also May the 4th
be
is,
with you.
Yeah, yes. That's there as
May
well.
The 4th.
So May, lots of stuff brewing. I mentioned lie detectors. So now you've done some.
I've done what? Some lying?
I don't know. You've done something. I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
You're an embezzler.
I've done something.
Pushed someone off a cliff. You finally did it. You finally got someone in position and your blood lust got the best of you and you pushed them the F right off that trail watched them drop to their death. You finally done it.
Yes.
And now you're in with the police.
Being interrogated.
And they've hooked you up to a polygraph. Could you beat it?
I as much as I like to think I'm cool as a cucumber, I'm totally not. Like even when I go to jury duty and you have to talk to the judge, I'm like one time I totally heard the story. I think you had even reported it. And I'm like, well, I've heard about this story and I know all the details. Like I could feel the blood in my face. Like I'm just not cool. So I'm going to say no. I don't think if I had really done something, if I had really murdered someone and they're interrogating me about it, I'm sure I would fold like a napkin.
Bob, you look like a good liar.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a nice thing to say.
JK, could you pass a polygraph, do you think?
No, I don't like to lie. It doesn't feel good.
But can you?
Could you if you had to? Like, I feel like if it was it's this or we're going to, take out this person you love. Like, you'd do your best.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd do my best.
Well, that's a lot. Right. How about this?
Well, that would already elevate
what did
my...
I do?
At the bachelorette party, you slept with somebody, but you fully want to marry this guy. You are bummed that you did that, and you do not want to tell him. You've sworn all your friends to secrecy, but somehow he has an idea that something went down and he puts you on a polygraph and now you have to lie your off in order to save your marriage. Could you do it?
So here's the thing about lying. You really don't need to do it. Like, getting caught is so much worse. It's always better.
Oh, getting caught in the lie, you mean?
Yeah, it's always better to get ahead of the truth. You can strategically inform someone about something that you've done and have a way better result than trying to lie, and then you have to carry the lie, and then you got all the
You also
skills.
Don't want to be caught not having told the truth, because then you're like, okay, I'll tell you everything, I'm so sorry, but really you're just sorry you got caught.
Exactly. It's way better to just fess up.
Yeah. So do you think that if the scenario that Vinny painted happened and you went to your soon to be husband and said, listen, I effed up, I was drunk, this thing happened, what would happen? Would you still marry?
I think so.
He could get past that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Could you get past it if the roles were reversed?
Oh yeah, for sure.
You could. That's very evolved.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm sharing a little bit, I guess. Oh my gosh.
Bob.
Yeah, I actually don't, that doesn't bother me. Like, I don't get jealous. I kind of, like, if we're out at a bar and I think a girl's kind of flirting with him, it's kind of cute. I'm like, yeah, he is the best. Thanks for noticing.
What if he gets drunk and falls in there?
No, he's shy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Wow, Bob, you are impressive.
That's a nice little thing to share. I like that. Do you think that years from now, when, you know, I don't know how much of that, Sasha. I'm not going to
go ahead. Ask the question.
We just talked to so many people who are like, you know, they swing to keep things interesting. And if she's not jealous, like, maybe they would spice up their marriage years from now, or maybe already.
Well,
not jealous.
Someone who's guested on the show many times talks about how he thinks it's hot when if his partner were with someone else.
Yes.
So that's not just, I can get over it for the greater good of our life together.
I'm watching that.
And it's the hottest I've been in, you know, 40 days.
Best show on TV.
Right. A poll asked people if they thought they could pass a polygraph test, and 67% said, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that we think we can until you realize that your body just has a reaction. I think it's probably pretty, if you've done something bad and you're being interrogated about it. But maybe they can. Maybe it's just me. I definitely couldn't. I just know it. I get really nervous.
The group most likely to think they could beat a lie detector test, even if they were lying, is men between the ages of 18 and 29. One of the things...
Because they have a lot of practice at it. That's,
you know, we do shows, and you talk, and you make your statements. Now we know that you can absolutely do Bob's husband. She does not care. So,
she didn't say that.
No, she did. She totally just said that.
She kind of implied it.
Yeah, I mean, she totally said she would think it's hot because she gets to take him home after you've taken him home.
What a woman thinks and what a guy thinks, the woman said.
If you're going to twist my words, I don't know how much I can share, guys. Come on,
you
baby.
Should be really careful. Dribs and drabs.
Anyway, I was just kidding. Ends. My point is that I was working with Icky, who was a member of this show for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But this was in Oregon. And he told me one time, he's like, I'm a great liar. I'm great at it. I could totally lie and pull it off. And I thought, okay, you can brag about that. But that changes how people, including myself, will trust you.
Right.
You are bragging with two thumbs up. Right. Like, I'm so good at lying.
What was
lying.
He trying to sell you? Was he like, that girl will never know that happened because I'll just lie about it?
It wasn't that. It was just him saying, I forget what we were talking about, but the statement itself was, right. I'm just a really good liar.
Right.
Like, I can get away with it. And I just thought, okay.
Mm.
Like, that's not really...
It doesn't seem like a thing that you would be like, you know, I'm awesome. I can lie.
Right.
So good.
But
you'll never even know. You're going to think I'm just this great guy, but I'm really a liar.
My point is, it speaks to this: men between the ages of 18 and 29 believe they can beat. So that's the group that believes they can beat a lie detector test. And he at that
was
age
in that age
he
range.
Was in that age range at that time. And I thought, he's damaged who I will
yes,
be with him because I now know I can't trust him. Mm. But that's it sounds like it's a normal thing for men of that age.
Well,
could you?
I was just about to turn it on the two of you. Do you think that you could pass
I could
one?
Not. I could not.
No, I don't have a good poker face. Mm. I think I would definitely get caught.
Yeah. I think that, so actually Bob didn't really say if she could beat it or not. She just said that she wouldn't lie about it.
Well.
So do you think you could, look at her.
She does.
I think she does have
a good. That is a deeper well than I even imagined.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know what? She's
I like it.
I do too, actually.
There's layers there.
There are. And not only that, the little glimpses that she's shown me, like, I really agree with, she's, you know, I have this whole rant on hookers and sex workers and stuff that, like, it's not popular and people don't like it necessarily. But she was, like, right there with me. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Huh. I thought that was great. And just even the whole thing about the lying and the being able to forgive something that is, you know, if someone comes to you and says, look, this happened and I'm really sorry, and that she could go on. Hmm. Interesting. So could you beat a lie detector test? Do you think you could?
No.
You'd be
not.
Too nervous lying.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like it is like a yes. I actually feel like she's lying right now.
Doing this a long time.
But it's very convincing, so I'm not sure. Or maybe she's pretending to be a bad liar.
She's a very confident young lady. I think that she knows she could. She thinks she could beat it.
Hmm. Anyway,
our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, "Oh my God, Bob sounds like the best girlfriend ever." Well, yeah, but she's going to be a wife soon, so that's even what does that make her even better as a wife who's willing to be all, yeah, hit on my husband. It's fine.
I think there's a difference between being fine with someone hitting on your husband and being fine with somebody taking your husband home, or I don't know. That feels like, that's fun. How nice for you, husband, that someone finds you attractive. That's nice. Of course you are.
This is what I will say as a person who has for most of my life not been married. And then recently, I think I'm at 6 years or something, been married. You commingle all your stuff and it changes the level of
interlocution.
You can't just go, this situation has gotten out of hand and I'm going to walk. I mean, you can, but yes, it's going to be,
it gets harder and harder.
Untangling from that. And there seems to be a penalty, no matter, even if you're in the right. You could be like, that scuzz bucket cheated on me. And meanwhile, it's still going to suck trying to get out of that deal. Out of here because he did this to me.
He should surrender everything and start as a solo person with nothing.
Jump in a volcano and I move forward with all of our things.
Right. Out of my life.
Right. 510 says, Vin ain't wrong. Cheerleaders truly are the best people.
Mm. Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, I told you that. 650 says, it's not a lie if you believe it. George Costanza.
Oh, that is true. You're not lying. If you do, if you believe it, then it's your truth. Although, you know, you look at O.J. Simpson, and I always felt like he told the same lies so often that he did start to believe him. Like, he would get, like, mad that you would, like, we know you killed them.
Stop. Well, I don't know. There were a bunch of times where, like, what, didn't he launch something, if I did it, didn't he write a book? Yeah, if I did, like, he played games with everybody to keep the money rolling in. Ah, that guy.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Hey, Vinny, wasn't Icky between 18 and 29 when he told told you he's a great, that was my point in bringing him up.
He literally said that.
He actually was in that age group. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that's part of the, there's something going on there in a young man's brain where he's like, I can get over on everybody. Yeah. The world maybe hasn't gotten a hold of him yet.
I do it all the time.
You know, then the world gets you, has its way with you a few times, and you start to go, I just don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
Where's that seat in the world? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's coming?
The one where no one's Stop asking me questions. I don't want to lie anymore. No. Just want to be alone over here.
No trouble. Please leave me out of this. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Dick Van Dyke may have jinxed himself.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.